SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Former Trump advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges of sharing classified information. The Justice Department case accuses him of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top secret documents at his home. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says as a former lawmaker, he understands the importance of handling classified material with care.
When I think of what I had to go through, every time I got a classified briefing, and I got a lot of them, and how much I sweated trying to remember when I would do interviews, trying not to, you know, reveal information that I had gotten when I was talking about subjects, just to stick to open source stuff.
Democrats are reportedly looking to oust Senator John Fetterman from the Senate in the next election. Bob Agnew reports.
Fetterman drew the ire of his party by blaming Democrats for the government shutdown. Quote, I follow country, then party, and it's the wrong thing for the country. Fetterman also echoes a Republican point about those expiring Obamacare subsidies, reminding his own party they were already set to expire at the end of the year. Media reports now say top Democrats in Pennsylvania are maneuvering to run against Fetterman in a 2028 primary. Bob Agnew reporting.
Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs and pitched shutout ball into the seventh inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Dave Roberts says Ohtani put on a show for the ages.
Yeah, that was, the greatest, probably the greatest postseason performance of all time. And there's been a lot of postseason games, and there's a reason why he's the greatest player on the planet.
Ohtani made history in both of his dual roles for the defending champion Dodgers, who returned to the World Series with a 5-1 victory over the Brewers that completed a four-game sweep. This is SRN News. Pro-life activists in Virginia issue a warning.
The state holds the elections for the legislature next month, and the outcome will decide the fate of an abortion amendment. Democrats have been pushing that ballot measure, which would enshrine abortion in the Virginia Constitution. And if enough of them are elected in November, the amendment will advance. Pro-life citizens are being urged to get out and vote and do anything else they can to support candidates who would kill the amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says that the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence the state legislature passed the measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged that there's an ongoing international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by the health care law. This is SRN News. Markets end the week on a strong note.
The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 238 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite also climbed 0.5%. The S&P had its best week since August, but that came only after the index went on a roller coaster ride for much of the week. Stocks went through some jagged swings as worries built about small and mid-sized banks, as well as the souring trade relationship between the U.S. and China. Bank stocks steadied themselves on Friday, while President Donald Trump eased some of the trade concerns after saying high tariffs on China are not sustainable. Seth Seitel, New York.
Striking Boeing workers are ready to talk. Shares of Boeing rose about 1% as the union representing more than 3,200 striking Boeing workers has agreed to resume contract discussions with the U.S. plane maker starting Monday. The strike is now 3 months old. More details at srnnews.com.